Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
I'm happy Murph seems to be this side of the grass.
I think the worst is behind. Very much need to think of next steps.
I don't have any next steps. We were all headed to Krakow.
Mr. Jablonski, there's another house that's a little ways away that you think there might be a vehicle still at. The guy was kind of a junker.
Yuri had shop on back end of town.
Has a shotgun pointed at you. He's like, who are you?
But you will die if you do not let us pass.
I'm not going to pull the trigger if you head back the way you came.
Two more steps towards your answer.
He fires. So yeah, so you guys remember where we were?
Yeah, I was dead.
Which we?
Is this the royal we?
It is the royal we again. No, I was thinking the, I don't know. I mean, because where, shit.
Yeah, where do you want to start?
I mean, let's go with where everyone is, you know.
Natalie and the professor are in a fucking Qualcon or Palcon or whatever, a shipping container.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison and Stanislav are outside of a burning village.
Yep.
I don't know where the fuck anyone else is after that.
And the tank crew is jerking off of crazy old man with a Vespa.
No, we finished that.
I don't think that's what happened at all.
Is that how you get a ride on the Vespa?
I don't think that's at all how that happened.
Wow, we remember things very differently.
Very, very differently.
Murph was recovering.
He's role-playing a whole other thing.
Murph is in a whole other situation right now, actually. And Emmett and Jablonski were in a shootout with a bunch of kids. So
yes.
Oh, lovely.
Can we resolve that one? Can we go back to that one? I want to see how that one turns out.
I don't want to go back to that one. Let's go to something else.
Well, no, here's the problem. Here's the thing, though. Was, do you guys want to tell Chris where Murph is right now?
We left him.
He's at the farmhouse, like where he left off. He's exactly where he left off.
Where at the farmhouse? Because you guys said you hid him in the farmhouse.
And buried him under leaves.
In a closet.
Yes.
Legit. I think I rolled, is that the one I rolled 4 successes on? Hiding him, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fine.
Homie is time and space.
Look, if I woke up in a closet covered with leaves, I would be horrified. Like, I don't care what the situation is. That's terrifying.
Here's the problem. The problem is that there's still a thing that needs to be resolved. So.
Oh, we're not there to medical aid him, are we?
Nope. And he's still sick.
But it's just like the poops. We got the bad stuff out. He can poop himself to death.
He literally could poop himself to death.
We've all been there.
So,
was the,
Chris.
The poops wasn't a critical situation, was it?
No, but it's a disease that's ongoing.
Yeah.
So, there's a stamina roll that Murph has to make, actually, for today. The new day. On the disease. His tummy issues.
Straight stamina?
With the modifiers, yes, it is a straight stamina roll. Normally it would be -2 because of your burns, and you get a +2, but those two things, as math works, work out to 0.
Okay. So. A 4 and a 2, is that pushable?
Is it pushable? Hold on. I mean, the problem is you're still unconscious. So I'm going to say you can go ahead and push it.
2 successes and a 1.
Okay.
So that's a point of stress, right?
No. No, that's a point of damage.
Okay.
Where are you at on damage, by the way?
I had 3, so now I'll have 4.
Okay.
And your max is like, what, 6?
Correct.
Yeah. You are now over this food poisoning issue.
Sweet.
But you have 4 points of damage.
And only 1 point of stress.
Here's the problem with that was I forgot. And here's the other thing. When they treated you, you got to heal 1 point of damage from their medical aid roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you're sick, you can't heal damage. So you should technically be at 5.
Would you like me to put it at 5?
Yes.
Done.
And that's kind of where Murph is at. So, Murph, you wake up. You're in a closet. It's dark. This is what you wake up and it's dark. Fucking dark, dark, dark. Like, you can't see anything. And you're covered in a pile of leaves.
We'd have left a note.
You didn't say you left a note.
Was I conscious at all when they were doing
What did we leave a note on, Kyle?
Yeah, where's this pencil on your gear list?
Yeah.
Piece of paper?
We used poo in the back of the door.
We carved it in his forehead so when he walked into the bathroom, he could see it. We left you.
BRB.
BRB. What was the question, Chris? Sorry.
Was he in and out of consciousness at any time, or was he unconscious the whole time? So, like, does he have any idea what's going on?
No, with the fever and everything, he's out of it. You know that you guys came to the house, but, like, by that point, you were kind of like, here's the thing. You should have had to have been treated while you were moving. There should have been, like, stamina rolls the whole time. So I'm hand-waving that part. And saying, no, you were just fucking completely out of it at that point. That was just all robotic emotion at that point. So, no, you just come to, and last thing you really remember is, like, that whole farm fucking blowing up, and now you're in a house somewhere.
I guess I did not realize he was that bad, because, like, yeah, I thought he was in and out of consciousness. Just, yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah. Well, the thing was... The original crit should have been treated after a stretch, right? But if you're moving during that time, there should have been stamina rolls. You know what I mean? Like, there was a whole bunch of stuff that should have happened in that time that didn't happen. You know what I mean? And, like, almost the only way to justify it is to be, like, somehow he just muscled fucking through it, you know? But...
Because he's an operator.
Yeah, but I'm going to take that stuff now. In story. So, no. Delirious. If you remember anything, it's like a fucking dream. You know? Like a fever dream.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, he comes to and doesn't know what the fuck is going on and where he is, but instinct, he does like a systems check. Like, oh, that hurts. Oh, I was burned. Fuck, this sucks. Okay. Can I move? Starts, you know, seeing what hurts when he moves his legs, arms, whatever, making sure he's ambulatory. Mm-hmm. And then slowly tries to get up and find the door, which probably isn't hard in a closet.
It's a really nice walk-in closet.
No, it's not. This Polish farmhouse did not have a walk-in closet.
This was Amel DeMarcus's.
Opens the door and walks out and tries to take stock of his surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, you're in this old farmhouse. It looks like it's been abandoned for a while, you know, like maybe a couple years or so. And you don't have a pistol on you.
Yeah, so he goes to his chest where the holster was and is like, okay, that sucks. Hopefully Emmett has it. He's going to find is he upstairs, downstairs, one floor?
Kyle?
In a magical secret room on the second floor.
Well, he was in the walk-in closet.
Correct. Yeah, so upstairs, end of the hallway on the right, off the master, he's in the little closet. He was hidden.
So he's going to try to get his bearings and clear the upstairs before he goes downstairs. Very slowly and not tactically, because he's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's his instinct to make sure that there's nobody else in the room or in the house.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like, I mean, for the most part, there's like you'll find like a mattress or like bits and pieces of blankets or occasional like remnants of the people that lived here. You'll see a photo on the wall, something like that. But you don't like it seems like either the people that left here left with as much shit as they could or other people came along and took shit after they left. But yeah, that's kind of where it's at. And you don't really see anybody else on the upstairs.
Okay, so he will go down the stairs and clear the first floor and see if there's any remnants of my guys.
Yeah, so you go down the stairs, kind of into the living room area, like the family room, and you can see the kitchen off to your left-hand side. And
there on the table, you see a note.
Nope. You do not see a note on the table.
What about bloody bandages or something like that where they were patching me up?
Not so much. Towels, maybe, but all of that stuff probably got rinsed, so.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever we used probably was still on you.
Yeah.
So, after clearing the first floor, he will, if there is a chair still in the house.
Nope. No chair.
How about a table?
Nope. No table. So
anything he can sit on?
The floor. Is he too bougie to sit on the floor?
I wanted to put the chair or table next to the window so he could sit down and look out the window.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no furniture. It's all, like I said, everything's been cleared out of the house. Like, that's, yeah, it's been either looted all or... Right.
Is there a porch or anything?
Yeah, there's both a, like, more so like a stoop front porch, just kind of like a concrete slab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on the front, but in the back is, there's a smaller porch.
So, at the front, he's just going to, like, sit on the stoop and hope that they come back. Because he's got nothing.
Okay.
And during his clearing, he was rummaging for anything useful.
Sure. Roll me a survival roll at a negative two.
One success.
Okay. Roll me a D100.
30.
30. This is going to be hilarious.
I wasn't even being a loot goblin. I was thinking like bandages or a freaking a table leg to hit somebody with.
No. What you find as you're looking around, like you have towels on you that were like left behind, that or sheets or curtains or whatever stuff like that that they made bandages of. Like it's made out of rags. The bandages that are on you, right? Mm-hmm. You find an unopened pack of baseball cards.
86 Donruss.
Does it have the super hard piece of bubble gum in it? Does that count as a ration?
No. No, it does not.
Okay, so he puts that in his fatigues pocket, and then when he's out sitting on the stoop waiting for them to come back, he's going to open the pack and go through the cards.
Okay. All right. Roll me. You know what? Hold on. Let me do this. Let me do a thing. Roll me a recon roll.
Two successes.
Okay. Okay. So you're sitting there on the stoop and you're going through the baseball cards. I'm not really too interested in exactly who's in the pack, but I mean, it's an old pack of unopened baseball cards. And, but more importantly, as you're going through the baseball cards, you kind of like glancing around a little bit, trying to look for them, and off in the distance, you notice to your east, you see a plume of black smoke, maybe about a click and a half or so out. We cut back over to Emmett and Jablonski. All right, so currently where you all are is Emmett had just taken a shot at the kid that's been shooting with a shotgun. The kid took a shot at Emmett and missed, and Mr. Jablonski was coming around the side of the building.
Yes.
To come around the back. It is Mr. Jablonski's turn.
I would like to stealthily try to enter the back of the home.
Okay. So it'll be a fast action to get up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a fast action to try to enter it.
Okay.
All right. So you go up to the back side of the house. You notice on the windows, there's like the storm shutters up. And then there's like a back door on the back of the house. What is your preference?
Door.
All right, so you go up to the door and you notice it's locked. What do you want to do? It's still going to be the fast action to try to kick it open if you want to, but I'm just letting you know. Is that what you want to do?
Well, there's no, you're not going to let me stealthily get in anything here. Okay, if I notice the door is locked, I'll see if there's a stealthy way to squeeze in past shutters or something. I'll look for a weakness in the window if I can pop up a shutter open.
Well, I mean, it's like windows. It's a glass windows with storm shutters on the outside. So, I mean, yeah, if you pop open one of the storm shutters, like there's a window there if you want to try to break the window.
So in a world where everything is broken and stolen, every single window is intact and perfect.
I'm saying these windows, there's glass still there. And I've never said every single window's broken. I don't know where that came from.
we were just cutting to Murph where you're just like, there's nothing left in the house.
That's because that's the way that house was. That house had either been, like, had been evacuated and looted. This one has people living in it.
Oh.
I mean, you could try to stealthily break into the back door if you want to.
If that's an option, I will do that.
Yeah. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say you should roll. Normally for like that kind of strength stuff, it's stamina for shit like this, for actually breaking the door open. So I'm going
to
say
I'm trying to sneak it. So like,
well, yeah, but I mean,
I would like to survive. So, you know,
right, right. But my point is that it's still, you know, you just have to break the door open, whether it's sneakily or not. You know what I mean? Like. Like, whether you break it down sneakily or not, it's still going to be breaking it down. So that's still a stamina roll and then maybe a recon roll.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Stamina.
One success.
Okay. And then roll me the recon roll.
No successes.
Do you want to push that roll?
I sure do.
Okay.
One success.
Okay. All right. So you come up to the door and just boom, like able to, like you notice the handle's locked, but you jam your shoulder into it real quick and pop it open and it pops open. That's pretty much where you're at. That's the end of your turn. Brian, you have a fast action left because you shot at the beginning of the round with your Overwatch. So you have a fast action left. What do you want to do with it?
It would be fast action to continue to Overwatch rain, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Okay, then I'll keep that so that I don't take the negatives for the next shot.
All right, now it's the kid's turn. And he still has a fast action left. Actually, we're at the beginning of the... If it's his turn now, then we're at the top of the round. And now he has Overwatch on you. You have Overwatch on him. So now it's an opposed...
Shoot-off.
Yeah, an opposed ranged combat roll to see who... Who, if anybody, hits anybody. Or gets to shoot first, actually. So it's really just who gets to shoot first. So it's a flat range combat.
Flat range combat?
Mm-hmm. No modifiers.
No modifiers. All right. One and a five, so no successes on my part.
Okay, so are you intending on shooting at the beginning of the...
Yes.
Okay, he is too, so this actually is happening simultaneously.
Okay.
This is fucking bananas. All right, here we go. You ready? Did you already roll?
No, I was waiting to find out what my negatives were for...
He's inside.
Uh-huh.
So that's a negative one.
Yep.
And he has partial cover, and you have partial cover.
So negative two?
No, no, I'm saying it's a negative one on him.
Okay.
And a negative one on... Both of you had a negative one on your actual shooting roll.
Okay.
But that's all yours should be.
Okay, well then, what I didn't notice last time, during the heat of the moment, I actually have the rifleman ability, so I get plus one to...
You have a pistol.
Oh, you're right. That's only for assault rifles.
Yep.
Dang. All right. Then we're down one. All right. Did you already roll? You're smirking.
I did.
One success.
All right. Roll me a hit location.
Come on, headshot.
Head.
And then roll another hit location.
Legs.
All right.
Oh my gosh, just say it already.
What, were you shooting him with a pistol?
Yeah.
And you got what, one success?
One success.
I never said which one of those was for which.
We know.
That's why I haven't been breathing.
I mean, I could make it more, way more tense, and since we didn't decide when we were rolling. So we'll say this. One, two, three. The first one was the what hits Brian. Four, five, six, it's the one that hits him. The one that hits the kid.
So now I need to roll another D6.
Yeah.
For which one's which. Oh,
yep. Basically, low is bad.
Two. Low is bad.
Change a coin. He's going to use a coin.
All right. Because that was the shotgun.
He's using a coin to redo that one.
It's only one success on him. He did not crit. It was just one success. So, but you will take damage, though. So that's 3 points of damage.
Okay. And then that's in the head?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's not a crit, so you don't have to roll a crit. Basically, you get hit with buckshot in the face.
And the Kevlar should save one.
Yeah, so then it's still two.
Mm-hmm.
In the head, okay. And then we both need to make courage under fire. I'm guessing wall ate his because I hit leg.
Yep, so you both need to roll coolness under fire.
No successes on that, so I'm suppressed.
Yeah, he actually is too.
Okay, so I'm just behind cover then.
And yeah, so see, so you both, bap bap, your round hits the wall from him. He ducks back down. You get peppered with shot, and then it would be Kyle's turn. So Kyle, you're up.
What kind of movement is it to get upstairs to him?
He's not upstairs. He was downstairs. His sister was upstairs.
Oh. Okay. What kind of movement is it to get to him?
It's the fast action to move in, since it was the fast action to breach it. So fast action in to the thing, and I guess then at that point you could go up to him, I guess. Yeah, you push the door open and you see that he had like just ducked back down from the window, and he's like across the room from you. What do you do?
I go up to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's two actions. I can't do anything else.
No, I'm saying it's the action to go into it. Then you're free to, you can, he's not behind cover to you, so you don't need to use another action. So I'm saying going in, you could go up to him. What do you
want to
do?
I want to try to disarm him. I don't know if that's a possibility, though.
It is. It's a close combat roll to disarm him. And I think it's opposed.
Prone. Does that do anything to this?
Yes, he takes a negative, or you get a bonus to it.
And he's suppressed, right?
Yeah, but it's still opposed, even if he's suppressed.
Or with him being suppressed, I could get a free shot that he can't defend?
Yeah,
he doesn't have an action to use.
You could do that, too.
Oh, trying not to be meta, but I don't know what to do.
You come in and you see a 14-year-old kid with a shotgun that just ducked back down behind the window. What do you want
to do? That I tried to reason with and shot me in the face already.
Mm-hmm. After he told you to leave.
I was trying to leave. He told me to...
He told you to go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
And then you tried to go the same direction you just circled around his house at. Just saying.
You know what? You're enjoying this far too much.
You guys picked a fight with these kids. I'm sorry.
I have a 13-year-old, so I'm punching this 14-year-old in the face. What do I get?
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I like that you said I have a 13-year-old, so I'm going to punch. There's some things that Kyle's working through.
You get a plus one.
All right. Sweet. I would like to use a coin to reroll both.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay, so you come up and try to hit this kid and miss him, apparently, even though he's prone and suppressed.
Yeah.
All right.
Could not hit a defenseless child.
We're back around at the top of the initiative now at this point, then. So they were suppressed last round. Brian was suppressed last round. So now it's his turn. I mean, I guess he's going to shoot at you from the prone, so... Takes a negative one. Yeah. He's down to a D6 at this point.
They were in the same hex on me, yeah. So
yeah. Okay, so boom, he takes a shot at you and misses. And goes to stand up. So that's his turn. Brian. You can't see him. He did not come out from full cover. From full cover, he stood up behind the wall.
Okay, so then I would stand up and take over watch on the window, waiting for him to reappear, basically.
Okay.
You see Jablonski. I'm just kidding.
Guile, what do you want to do?
Attempt to disarm.
Okay. It is a close combat. He is now standing, so you don't get a bonus for him being down, and it's a two-handed weapon, so it requires two successes to disarm it.
Oh, jeez. This is no fun.
But describe it for me cinematically. So this kid, like, takes a shot at you with the shotgun.
I'm incapable of anything because there's a small 14-year-old boy that I can't seem to hit with a fist while he's laying on the ground, clutching a different object. So now he stands up, and he's, you know, of course, navel high. And I'm
a 14-year-old's navel high?
Yeah. I'm a tall man. You didn't ask, but I'm a big guy.
Maybe he's a tall 14-year-old.
No, he's very malnourished. Very malnourished. Weak child. Oh, half. He's clinging to death.
Okay.
I'm actually, since I need two successes, I'm just going to punch him again. I'm just going to punch him.
Okay.
Straight roll?
Yeah.
Push. One success.
Okay. He takes a point of damage from that unarmed strike. And we're back at the top of the initiative order again. So you guys are engaged in melee. So he is going to...
reload his weapon. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not out. Well, actually, what he's going to do is try to hit you with the shotgun. Like a club. So he goes to butt stroke you with it.
Hey-o.
Okay, no successes. And that's his slow action. Brian, roll me recon.
You want me to roll recon?
Yep.
Recon is no negatives?
Nope, no negatives.
All right. DNC, no success.
Okay. What do you do?
If I don't see anything, I would stay overwatch on the window.
Okay. And you did hear a shotgun burst go off inside, by the way, last turn.
Okay, yep. I would hold.
Kyle, it's your turn.
I'm punching this 14-year-old in the face.
Okay, he's going to try to block.
Push, roll, because I just rolled a 3, so I'm going to push. Nope, miss. Missy, miss.
Okay. And you got a fast action left. Brian, you want to help him out on fast action options for close combat?
I got to pull back up. Da-da-da-da-da. I got it. Hold on. Da-da-dum. Fast action for close combat is shove, disarm, and grapple.
There you go.
That would probably be a grapple.
Well, grapple's just grappling. That's right. Not...
It's gonna grab. That's I mean, the closest thing to subdue as far as that goes is.
Yeah.
A grapple would be a bear hug or a grab or, you know, your.
Does a grapple prevent him from shooting me?
No,
it doesn't prevent him from trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
I get that he can get out, but like if I'm actively grappled with him, he can't just fire.
No, but I think that automatically gets an opposed check, if I remember correctly. The grapple does.
I highly recommend not trying to subdue him, and especially saying it afterwards.
I mean, I think you should try to subdue him. Like, in whatever fashion you're going to, subdue is a great option. Shoving's a bad option.
Right, well, and you should actually yell it out when you do it.
we're just trying to subdue you. Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. All right, so grappling is a slow action. As a slow action, you can attempt to grapple your opponent.
Oh, sorry, grapple attack is the fast action. Yes. My bad. So it's once you have him grappled.
So no, you can't grapple him.
Okay, so yeah, it's disarm or shove.
Yeah, disarm or shove. Shove.
One die, so I can't disarm.
You roll close combat. If your opponent has higher strength than you, you need two successes. Otherwise, one is enough. If you are successful, your opponent falls to the ground.
That changes everything I would have done for the last three rounds.
It wasn't three rounds. He just stood up and then tried to hit you with the rifle on his turn.
The whole time I wanted to disarm, but I knew I only had one die and can't get two successes. But now, if I'm stronger than him, I can only need one.
That was shoving, not disarming.
I thought you said disarm.
No, I was saying for shove. It's to push him prone.
For a fast action, I have no options then.
You could try to disarm him.
But
or...
I have one die.
Oh, well then, you would be able to... Well, two are required if it's held in two hands. If you succeed, your opponent drops the item, blah, 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 blah. The disarm action itself, yeah. I mean, you would just really take one hand off of it, essentially.
But then the next turn, he'd put it back on.
Or shoots. That's the other option he might do on the next turn.
I will attempt to disarm.
Okay.
No successes. I'll push.
Okay.
One success.
All right, so you're able to take his hand off the front of the shotgun. And we're back around to the top of the initiative order. He is going to shove you. He's going to try to shove you. So that requires him...
I have a B in strength.
Okay. He got one success. It was not enough. And then he's going to try to hit you with the shotgun again. He got one success.
I don't have a block.
You can try to block it. You can try to use your fast action to block. I'm just saying he got one success. That's all I said.
With the butt of the gun, he got one success.
Yeah. Technically, I should have given you the opportunity to decide whether you were going to block before I rolled. But you can go either way. So.
I do not block it.
Okay, so he hits you. I hit you with an improvised club, is what that is. How much damage is that? You take 2 points of damage.
Really?
Yeah.
From a child's...
Yeah.
I'm down. Not...
So you're incapacitated by damage?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Brian, it is your turn.
Roll. Yell and fall.
Roll me a recon roll, Brian.
Recon. All right, recon roll is C and a D. No success.
Okay. What do you do?
I will continue to hold overwatch on the window.
Okay, so you're continuing to hold overwatch on the window. And you feel on the back of your head a muzzle get pushed up to the back of your head. And you hear, "Why don't you go ahead and drop that pistol, sir?"
I will drop the pistol.
And we're going to cut away. We cut back over to the village where Harrison and Stanislaw are. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi.
This session's been fucking bananas so far.
Sounds that way. It sounds that way. I feel like I missed some things.
You did. Yeah. All right, so we're at the village with Harrison and Stanislaw. Admittedly, this was like the night before.
Harrison, I think we need to get you out of this country. This shepherd's flock, I bet this is them. I bet they set this fire. The men in Krakow say, purge with fire, yeah? In their church, in the crosses. I bet this is them. We need to get you home soon. Yeah?
Well, it ain't just gonna be me going home. You're coming with me. Remember?
Yes, I go with you, but we must go. Okay. I do not think they are... This fire is very bad. I do not know how many people could have survived this fire. When the fire dies down, Harrison, we should go in and see if they are gone. No.
I know your truck's gone, but we can at least see if we can find any of our people. That Murph and Emmett, it doesn't seem like nothing can kill them. They're like whack-a-moles.
Something kills all men. It is a thing that comes for all of us, yeah? It may have been these men's day.
Don't you think if it was them shepherd's flock folks or whatever the hell they call themselves, that they would have put up crosses and such stuff? And this seems like there's craters and stuff where it doesn't look like it's just setting a fire.
I do not remember if craters were there before or no. Do you?
I mean, there's always craters everywhere, but this looks like it got hit by a freaking tornado. We got them back home. Do you know what a tornado is?
Yes, is spinny like windstorm.
Hold on, before we go too far down this road. Jeremy.
Sir.
Would Willie Pete make a crater? Because I'm asking for this reason. Because by the rules of the game, it doesn't do blast damage.
Right.
It does fire damage.
It does not make a large crater.
Okay. I'm going to say you don't see craters. Because they hit the houses that then burn down.
It would make a small crater. Yeah, it's not real big.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it would have hit where houses were and then houses burned down. So no, you do not see craters.
Okay, so cut that out of the...
Oh, I'm going to leave it
in. Out of the recording.
Don't tell me what to cut.
Such a dick.
I mean, in all fairness, Chris, you kind of took... You could have wanted to roll a tech roll on it or something like that to be like, oh, it was artillery.
I mean, I took liberties, but I feel like there'd be a noticeable difference between a set fire and artillery shells.
Roll a tech roll. Well, yeah, but here's the thing. There's a difference between the damage done by the artillery to the certain targets they hit and the rest of the fire that was caused as it spread.
All right, I was... In my head, just using, like, common sense.
Roll a tech roll.
You're using meta-knowledge is what you're doing.
Roll a tech roll. I think it's reasonable. Which is just intelligence, I think, at that point, right? I don't know if he has tech or not.
Yeah, I'm just getting his character sheet open. Nope, he got a 2.
You just know they burned down. Unless you want to push that roll.
No.
You can push it.
I'm fine with him not noticing it.
Okay.
Harrison, be careful of fire. Do not step in fire, okay? So we go in, we look to see if they are still here. They may not be there, they may still be there, but we do not know. He's like cat in box, you know this?
I know what a box is, and I know what a cat is.
Okay, we go over a Schrodinger later, okay? But we go in.
And Stanislav is going to start heading in.
What is your plan? Tell me this. What are you trying to achieve?
I want to determine if there are bodies inside of the farmhouse. I'm looking for human remains.
Okay.
Is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And indicators that it might be are people. Like, if, any form of identification that I can come up with. Even though meta, like, the fire's probably consumed most of it, and we're going to be making gross assumptions.
Yeah, because Wooly Pete burns metal, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it burns a lot of shit, so.
Roll me a...
survival?
I'm kind of leaning towards survival, but at a negative 2.
Sure.
Just because of the fire damage. You find remains. I'm going to tell you that.
Like, we're going to find remains.
You're going to find remains. This is deal. About, are you able to identify?
Gotcha.
I'm assuming Stan's survival is better than Harrison.
I'm going to roll it anyways. I got a B and a D for survival. I think Harrison's survival is actually better.
C and a C. So it's both Ds.
Yeah, both of them will end up being D and D at a negative 2.
Can we get a plus 1 for helping one or the other?
So you want to roll a C and a D?
Yeah.
Sure, roll a C and a D. Doesn't matter who, I guess. One of you.
I got it.
Okay.
I got a 3 and a 1. Nope, no dice.
Well, yeah. All right, so you go in and you start coming around trying to find... and you find bodies. You find a whole bunch of bodies. And, like, the houses have all been burned down. There's the farmhouse where everyone was, and there's still a bunch of people in that farmhouse. The remains of them, at least.
For sure.
Like, so you get there, and there's, like, what was it? Like, what did I say? Like, 8 or 9 people in that farmhouse. That's what you find. And, you know, but any of the other ones, still, there's, like, a couple people in this house, a couple people in that house, a couple bodies in this house. And I'm going to need you both to roll coolness under fire, because you're going to take 2 points of stress from this.
Mm-hmm.
From just combing through.
This awful? Yeah.
Yep.
Oof. No successes for Harrison.
Stanislav got 1 success.
Okay. So Stanislav takes 1 point of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison takes 2.
Why would they do this to the whole village, Mr. Stan?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they were harboring Americans. I do not know the extent, the lengths that these people will go to. They put people on crosses like they are Romans. Is bad.
Stanislav reaches into his jacket and opens up his flask and goes to take a pull from it, but it's empty.
I really could have used some of that.
It's not good time. It's apparently bad time for drinking. It's fine.
This place is awful. I just seen hateful thing after hateful thing. I'm not blaming your country, Mr. Stan. It's just the war and the way people act. I don't get it. I could not do this stuff to other people.
I know, Harrison. You're a good man. That is what I've been saying. I could see it in you from the start, right off the bat. But we need to go now. We cannot wait here.
Where are we going to go?
We have to go back to Krakow. It's the closest place for us to find safety, yeah? We go Krakow now. And, who is the father? Was it McKenzie? It church?
McIntyre.
That was player that did not remember. Stanislav remember everything.
God was reminding you.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes prayers
His name
are answered.
Was McIntyre.
McIntyre.
I don't know if they're going to let us back in, but that's as good a plan as any.
All Stanislav have thing to trade, you know?
You see, and he kind of winks at Harrison.
You see, we make back, okay?
I trust you, Mr. Stan. Where you go, I go.
All right, we need to move fast. There is nothing here for us.
So we cut away to Murph, and we see you still sitting there with the pack of gum from your baseball cards that you found. And like I said, you see that smoke off in the distance, about a click and a half out over the tree line. You can just see this like black plume of smoke coming up to the east. What do you want to do?
He's going to assume in his head that that smoke is coming from the village that we were in when it got hit, because he doesn't remember how he got here or anything.
Sure.
The assumption is that this is where we made it to afterwards. So he's not going to leave because this is where they left him, and he's afraid if he leaves, he may miss them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fair.
He's going to sit tight and just keep an eye out for them or anybody else. He's kind of, I don't want to say given up at this point, but he's got no weapons, no nothing. He's looking at the baseball cards and looking at the stats on the back and glancing up every once in a while to see if anybody's coming.
Mm-hmm. We cut back over to the other house where Jablonski and Emmett are. And where we ended was Emmett had just put his hands up and there was a muzzle on the back of his head. And start walking towards house.
Okay. And Emmett will stand up and start walking towards the house.
Okay. Oh, did you? I can't remember. Did you still have the pistol, or you set it down right when they told you?
Yeah, you said to drop it. So
okay, so they pick up the pistol, and the two of you start headed towards the house. One with the gun in the back of your head, and you can hear a couple of them back there talking behind you. As you're getting closer to the house, you see the kid up in the window upstairs. As you start getting closer to the house, and you hear the guy behind you say, "Hey, son, why don't you drop that weapon? And we could all have a nice little conversation. Yeah?" And that kid's like, "You can go fuck yourself!" in Polish. And, shoots at that dude. And he misses.